Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, former District Attorney John Flynn, whom we're talking about the Cuomo investigation. But John, before we start with that, great to have you on. I wanted to ask you about something that happened yesterday in federal court relating to the Topps shooter, Peyton Gendron. The trial may be delayed because a member of the defense team had to withdraw due to a cancer diagnosis. Just wanted to get your expertise on this. Would this be a normal decision here? And how much of a delay would you expect the judge to put on because of this?
Well, obviously, Brian, this is not a normal case. And that is, you know, it's probably the biggest case that we've ever had in the history of Western New York. And that it's also not normal because of what the circumstances of the case and what happened to our community because of this case. You know, with that said, you know, while, you know, obviously our prayers go out to this attorney, you know, what we here in this community need legal closure of this. And, you know, I have, you know, when I was a DA and I put this case through state court, you know, it was very important to me to get this done, you know, as soon as possible in order to give the families and this community some type of legal closure. You know, while in this case here, it's tragic that one of the lawyers has got cancer now, they do have seven lawyers on the defense team. Three of those lawyers now are what they call learned counsel. Learned counsel in the federal system means that they are capable of handling a death penalty case. They had four. You know, one of the four now has cancer, which is, you know, awful. But now they have three. And obviously they can go find someone else and bring someone else on here in order to handle this matter. The trial's not scheduled till January. I know there's motions coming up, you know, and there's procedural things that are going to need to be done between now and January. But I think that a reasonable delay in, like, the motions that have to be done is, like I said, reasonable. But I'd be very hard pressed to even advocate delaying the trial.
And not just the community that wants to have this over with, but really for survivors and family members of victims, right?
Absolutely, Susan. I mean, you have 10 families that lost their loved ones. You have three families that had their loved ones shot and injured. You know, this. I mean, the reality here, Susan, is that this case is going to drag on forever, even after the verdict. Okay, I mean, you know, if the death penalty is awarded here, you know, the appeals are going to go on for years and years and years. And so, I mean, these poor families are going to have this thing, unfortunately, dragged out forever. And that's just the unfortunate thing about death penalty cases and the appellate process that happens afterward. But, you know, you can't control that. So my mantra in life is control what you can right now. And right now, if I'm the government, if I was the federal prosecutor here, I'd be advocating strongly not to delay the trial. Again, I can be reasonable and allow someone to get up to speed and come in, and we can delay the motions for a month or two. But, you know, we have 7-8 months until January till the trial starts. They have seven members on the team. They can find
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Someone else.
Well, John, talking about the Andrew Cuomo case, he's now looking, being looked into by the Justice Department, all centered on the truthfulness of statements that he made to Congress about his handling of the COVID pandemic last year. What was your first reaction when you heard that there was an inquiry going on here?
Well, we knew that there had been a call for an inquiry for the past, you know, almost a year now. You know, he testified back on September 10th of 2024. So, you know, it's been 9 months now, or eight months. And so as soon as that happened, there were two members of the committee who referred charges to the Justice Department back last fall. You know, those investigations apparently went nowhere, and now they're being kind of revived. My first reaction is that that this is going to be a tough prosecution. A perjury charge is tough because you not only have to prove that he lied about something there under oath in front of Congress, but you got to also prove that he had the intent to lie and the intent to deceive the body that he's talking to, in this case, Congress. In addition to that, Brian, okay, there's a third step now where you have to also prove that what he actually was accused of doing, going back to the forms that were filled out by the health department back during COVID, that was a lie too. Because, you know, he basically, the accusation here is that he basically said in front of Congress that what I did back 5 years ago was correct and I did nothing wrong. So you not only have to prove that he lied there, you know, at the moment there in September, but you got to piggyback it with the actual foundation of the crime to begin with, which was the forms that were filled out by the health department back in 2020 and 2021.
John, the investigation seems to be on two tracks, right? The investigation into his congressional testimony on the nursing home deaths during COVID. And then there's the political track and whether this is part of a vendetta. How do you keep them separate?
Well, that's a problem we have now, Susan. We have, you know, whether or not the prosecutions that have occurred over the course of the past few years, the Trump prosecutions, the Hunter Biden prosecutions, all the high profile political prosecutions that have occurred over the course of the past two or three years, whether or not they were justified, you know, I can't sit here and tell you that because, again, I don't have the files in front of me. I don't know what the evidence was. You know, I know what happens in the media. I saw what happened, obviously, and, you know, Trump got convicted. I see that, okay, but that to me really isn't the issue, all right? The issue is the perception, because in life, perception is reality. The perception is that second track that you just alluded to there, Susan. The perception is that we as a society are using the criminal justice system for political reasons. And prosecutors and DAs and U.S. attorneys and the Justice Department and law enforcement, all of us combined into one now, are part of a system now where we are using the court system for political prosecutions. That's the perception out there. And again, like I said, perception's reality. And that's the saddest thing about our society right now. There's a lot of problems in our society right now, Susan, but to me, that is one of the saddest things and most unfortunate things about our society right now is that we have mixed this legal system with the political system, and it's extremely unfortunate.
And both sides of the aisle believe it, John. It's an easy thing, that trust in the justice system, to break, right? It only takes one, you know, case to really ruin people's trust. How do you work to get it back?
Well, that's tough. It's taken 3 or 4 years now to get to where we are right now. I mean, it's taken, you go back to the Hunter Biden prosecution and the Trump prosecutions, a number of years ago. It's taken that long to get to where we are right now. It's not going to be fixed overnight, Brian. It's not going to be just one case or just one person in Washington, D.C. at the Justice Department or one DA across the country that's going to fix it, in a blink of an eye. It's gonna take a number of officials who have courage and a number of officials who are willing to speak up for the rule of law. People can criticize me for a lot of things in my two terms as DA, and I got no problem being criticized. But I can tell you one thing, Brian and Susan, no one can ever criticize me for using a DA's office for being political and going after people for political prosecutions. That's the thing I'm most proud of, quite frankly, in my two terms. And again, people in DA's offices across the country and U.S. attorneys and the Attorney General of the United States need to stand up in front of the cameras and convince people that we are following the facts. We are following the evidence wherever it leads us, and it's not political. Now, that's tough to do right now because of the climate, but you just got to keep sending that message and showing the public that you're doing the right thing.
Well, John, thank you so much for being here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.